Exclusive, Amanda Mealyus, Dissident Content Creators Are Saving Our Culture by Disconnecting It from Politics. By Robert Krajicek on August 7, 2021. Dissident artists are the remedy to renew an American culture sickened by the politicization and centralization of its entertainment industries. Amanda Mealyus, director of The Plot Against the President, said on Thursday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Mealyus remarked, "You've got movements on the left and the right to be dissident content creators, and that's really what's going to take hold. And I think it's going to be a post-political thing. It's going to be a generation of people that are just absolutely sick of everything being a political influence." American disinterest in banal and formulaic films produced through Hollywood's leftist filters is an opportunity for independent producers, she assessed. She added, "I think that's going to be the healthiest thing for culture, when real culture just wins out again. In the meantime, mainstream Hollywood is just so stale that it's easy to beat. And that's good for people like me, independent producers, and people that are making things that aren't in the vein of the Hollywood orthodoxy. But it's going to happen in all the different arts. It already is starting to happen. Luckily, the Zoomers, the Gen Z, is, I think, poised to be one of the first sort of post-political cultural generations." Mealyus noted how the public's distrust of mainstream media grew after news media's coordination with intelligence agencies to propagate the storyline of collusion between former President Donald Trump and Russia. She stated, "The important thing about Russiagate, it is the blueprint, right? It's the blueprint for a false narrative, because you see how it starts, you see the people that push it." She described mainstream media as the intelligence community's comms, communications, shop. America's growing awareness of news media mendacity extends to skepticism of the industry's claims about the coronavirus, Mealyus held. "That's why, when people walk around, they feel like everything is a psyop," she said. "They feel like COVID is a massive social experiment. They feel like every news story is somehow inspiring in them a preordained reaction that's not exactly connected to the story itself. It's because it is." She characterized vaccine mandates for federal employees and military personnel, she warned, are part of a broader left-wing political purge. She remarked, "I still know people that are in the federal government and who are in and around the military. And people are saying, am I going to have to resign over this vaccine thing? If the social media culling didn't get them out, the vaccines thing will, which is really scary. Because then you've got a military that is only made up of a certain type of person. And that's very, very, very scary." She concluded, "The politicization of our military is the one thing they're after. It's a sign of an authoritarian regime. It's another way of weeding out the military. And certainly the rest of the federal civil service, which obviously is already 99% Democrat. I think this is just a way to ensure that it's also 99% compliant." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.